Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 2nd, 2020. Today, we're looking at Judges chapters 13 through 16, the account of Samuel. Beginning in chapter 13, the people of Israel again committed evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man from Zorah, from the clan of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren, she had not given birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Listen, you who are barren and have not given birth, but you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now please be careful. Do not drink wine or beer, and do not eat anything unclean. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. No razor is to touch his head, for the boy will be a Nazarite dedicated to God from his mother's womb. He will begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines." The woman went and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and he looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. But he did say to me, 'Listen, you will be pregnant and give birth to a son. So now, do not drink wine or beer, and do not eat anything unclean, because the young man will be a Nazarite dedicated to God from his mother's womb until the day of his death.'" Then Manoah pleaded with the Lord, "Please, Lord, the man of God whom you sent, please let him come to us again to teach us what we are to do for the young man who is to be born." God heard the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God returned to the woman while she was sitting in the field. Once again her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman ran quickly and told her husband. She said to him, "Come and see. The man who appeared to me came to me again today." Manoah then got up and followed his wife. He came to the man and said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to my wife?" He answered, "I am." Manoah said, "Now, when your words come true, what will be the rule for the young man and his actions?" The angel of the Lord answered Manoah, "The woman must be careful concerning everything that I said to her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine. She must not drink wine or beer, and she must not eat any unclean thing. Everything that I commanded her, she must observe." Manoah then said to the angel of the Lord, "May we persuade you to stay, so that we may prepare a young goat for you." But the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Even if you keep me here, I will not eat any of your food. But if you make a burnt offering, offer it up to the Lord." Manoah did not yet know that he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that we can honor you when your words come true?" The angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask about my name? It is wonderful." Manoah took the young goat and the grain offering, and he offered them there on the rock to the Lord, who did something wonderful, as Manoah and his wife were watching. As the flame rose from the altar toward the sky, the angel of the Lord ascended upward from the altar in the flame. Manoah and his wife were watching, and they fell face down to the ground. The angel of the Lord did not appear to Manoah and his wife again, but now Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to his wife, "We will certainly die, because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord wanted to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, and he would not have shown us all these things, nor would he have let us hear this message at this time." The woman gave birth to a son, and she named him Samson. The boy grew, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at Mahana Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. Chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah. There he saw a young woman who was a Philistine. He went back and told his father and his mother, "I saw a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as a wife." But his father and mother said to him, "Is there no suitable woman among the young women of your relatives and among all the people that you must go and take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?" Samson insisted to his father, "No, get her for me, because in my eyes she is the right one." His father and mother did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an opportunity to confront the Philistines who were ruling Israel at this time. So Samson and his mother and father went down to Timnah, and as they approached the vineyards at Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring to meet him. At that moment the Spirit of the Lord rushed powerfully upon Samson, and he tore the young lion apart in two, as if he were tearing apart a young goat. He did this with his bare hands, but he did not tell his father or mother what he had done. He went down and spoke to the woman. In the eyes of Samson, she was the right one. After some days, when he returned to take her as his wife, he turned aside to look at the carcass of the lion, and to his surprise there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. So Samson scraped out some honey with his hands, and he ate it as he walked along. As he walked along his father and his mother, he gave them some of the honey, and they ate. But he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey out of the carcass of a lion. His father met with the woman, and Samson held a wedding feast there, as young men are accustomed to do. When the Philistines saw him, they selected 30 young men to serve as his attendants. Samson said to them, "Allow me to tell you a riddle. If you figure out the solution and tell me within the 7 days of the feast, I will give to you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you are not able to tell me, you will give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing." So they said to him, "Tell your riddle, let us hear it." Samson said to them, "Out of the eater comes something to eat, out of the strong comes something sweet." But they were not able to solve the riddle for 3 days. Then on the fourth day they said to Samson's wife, "Persuade your husband so that you can tell us the solution to the riddle, or we will set you on fire with the house of your father. You invited us in order to take our property, didn't you?" Samson's wife cried on his shoulder and said, "You certainly hate me and do not love me. You told a riddle to my people, but you have not explained it to me." Samson said to her, "Look, I have not even told my father and my mother, and I should tell you?" But she cried to him the rest of the 7 day feast. Finally, on the seventh day, he told her because she kept nagging him. Then she explained the riddle to the young Philistine young men. So the men of the town said to Samson on the seventh day, just before the sun went down, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" But he said to them, "If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle." Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 men from there. Then he took the clothing that he stripped off them and gave the clothing to the men who had solved the riddle. He was burning with anger as he went back to his father's house. Meanwhile, the Philistines gave Samson's wife to one of the men who had attended him. Chapter 15. After a number of days during the wheat harvest, Samson came to visit his wife and brought a kid goat with him. He said, "Let me go into my wife's room," but her father did not let him go in. Her father said, "I was so convinced that you hated her that I gave her to your companion. Isn't her younger sister better than she is? Please take her for yourself, instead of her older sister." Samson said to them, "I am not responsible for the harm that I am about to do to the Philistines." Then Samson went and captured 300 foxes, took torches, tied the foxes tail to tail, and fastened a torch between each pair of tails. He set fire to the torches and released the foxes into the standing grain of the Philistines. He burned up the sheaves of grain, the standing grain, the vineyards, and the olive groves. The Philistines asked, "Who did this?" They were told, "Samson, the son-in-law of the man from Timnah, did this, because the man took Samson's wife and gave her to his companion." So the Philistines went up and burned her and her father to death. At that, Samson said to them, "Since you would do something like this, I will take revenge on you, then I will stop." He ripped them to pieces in a devastating attack. Then he went down and stayed in the cleft in the rock of Etam. Meanwhile, the Philistines went up, set up camp in Judah, and occupied the territory around Lehi. The men of Judah asked, "Why have you come up against us?" They said, "We have come up to tie up Samson, to do to him as he did to us." So 3,000 men from Judah went down to the cleft in the rock of Etam. They said to Samson, "Don't you know that the Philistines are now ruling over us? So what is this that you have done to us?" Samson answered them, "As they did to me, so I did to them." They said to him, "We have come down to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Swear to me that you will not attack me yourselves." They said to him, "We will not. We will indeed tie you up and hand you over to them, but we will not kill you." Then they tied him up with 2 new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When Samson came to Lehi, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting a war cry. But then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon Samson, and the ropes around his shoulders were like the flax charred by fire, and the ropes melted off his wrist. Samson found the fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand, and took it. With it, he struck down 1,000 men. Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have struck down 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw the jawbone out of his hand, and he named the place Ramath-Lehi. Then he became very thirsty, and he called to the Lord, "You place this great victory into the hand of your servant. Shall I now die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised?" Then God split the hollow that is in Lehi, and water came out. Samson drank. His vitality was restored, and he was revived. For this reason he called the place En-Hakkore, which remains in Lehi to this day. Samson judged Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Chapter 16. One time Samson went to Gaza. There he saw a prostitute and went to her. The people of Gaza were told, "Samson has come here." So they surrounded the town and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. But they relaxed during the night, saying, "Let's wait for the light of the morning. Then we will kill him." But Samson slept only until midnight. He got up in the middle of the night, grabbed the doors of the city gate, along with the two gateposts, pulled them up, crossbar and all, set them on his shoulders, and took them up to the top of the hill opposite Hebron. Sometime after that, Samson fell in love with a woman from the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The Sarans of the Philistines approached her and said, "Persuade him to reveal where his great strength comes from, and how we may overpower him, tie him up, and humiliate him. Each of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me what the source of your great strength is, and how you can be tied up in order to humiliate you." Samson answered her, "If anyone ties me up with 7 new bowstrings that have not yet been dried, I will become weak and be like any other man." So the Sarans of the Philistines brought her 7 new bowstrings that had not yet been dried, and she tied him up with them. She had men hiding in the room waiting to ambush Samson, and she said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as easily as a flax thread that was scorched when brought near fire. So the source of his strength was not revealed. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Look, you made a fool of me and told me lies. Now please tell me how you can be tied up." Samson answered her, "Actually, if anyone ties me up with new ropes that have never been used for work, I'll become weak and be like any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and tied him up with them. Then she said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." There were men hiding in the room, waiting to ambush Samson, but he tore the ropes off his arms as if they were thread. Delilah said to Samson, "So far you have made a fool of me and told me lies. Tell me how you may be tied up." So he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my hair into the fabric of a loom and fasten them with a pin, I will be as weak as any other man." After she had waited for him to fall asleep, Delilah took the 7 locks of his hair and wove them into the fabric of a loom. She fastened them with a pin and said to him, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." But Samson woke up from his sleep and pulled out the pin from the loom along with the fabric. She said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? This makes 3 times you have made a fool of me, and you have not told me where your great strength comes from." This was how she tormented him with her words day after day, and nagged him until he was sick to death of it. Finally, he told her everything in his heart. He said to her, "A razor has never touched my head, because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from the womb of my mother. If I am ever shaved, my strength will desert me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he told her everything in his heart, she sent for the Sarans of the Philistines, saying, "Come back one more time, for he has poured out his heart to me." The Sarans of the Philistines came up to her and brought the silver in their hands. Delilah let Samson fall asleep on her lap. Then she called for a man and shaved off the 7 locks of his head. She began his humiliation because his strength had left him. She said, "Philistines are upon you, Samson." He woke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as I have time after time, and I will shake myself free." But he did not realize that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, and restrained him with bronze shackles. He had to grind grain in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow after it had been shaved. Meanwhile, the Syrians of the Philistines gathered to make a great sacrifice to their god Dagon and to celebrate. They said, "Our God has given our enemy Samson into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their God. "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, the devastator of our land, who has caused the death of many of us." When they were feeling good, they said, "Send for Samson so he can provide amusement for us." They summoned Samson from the prison, and he served as their entertainment. They made Samson stand between the pillars. He said to the young man who led him by his hand, "Put me where I can touch the pillars that support the building, so that I can lean on them." The building was full of men and women, as well as all the Syrians of the Philistines. On the roof were about 3,000 more men and women watching Samson as he was amusing them. Samson called out to the Lord. He said, "Lord God, remember me, I pray. Give me strength, I pray, this one more time, O God. Let me get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes in one act of vengeance." Samson then grasped the two central pillars supporting the building. He leaned against them, one with his right hand and one with his left. Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He pushed with all his strength, and the building fell upon the Syrians and upon all the people who were inside. The Philistines he put to death when he died were more numerous than those he had put to death during his lifetime. Then his brothers and his father's entire household went down, carried him back, and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. He had served as a judge of Israel for 20 years. The one takeaway that we got from this is probably a familiar one. Actually, there's a couple ideas we could, but we'll just draw out this one. That the strength of Samson was not in his hair, but in the faith that God had. God had established this covenant relationship with him, this Nazarite covenant relationship. And when Samson gives that up, when Samson, you know, prefers the pleasures of the world and the favor of a woman that he is interested in, Samson turns away from the Lord and he forfeits the strength of the Lord. Now, it seems to me, and you can feel free to disagree, Samson is usually pictured as a rather muscular man. I kind of picture him as a, you know, scrawny guy with Coke bottle glasses and tape around the middle, because they keep asking him, "What's the source of your strength?" If he was, you know, super muscular, it would be very apparent that the source of his strength was his muscles, but the source of his strength was in his faith. And when he turns his back on the Lord lets him learn a lesson. And thank God that Samson remembered all that he had been taught about the Lord, and through that gospel remembered, God brought him back to faith during that time of suffering without his eyes as he was grinding grain. And during that, through that gospel remembered, God accomplished one more deed to punish those who had been opposed to him and his people, the Philistines. That wraps us up for today. It's Sunday morning. Be sure to check out the show notes to find a church nearby. And God bless your day.